conference will now be recorded.
Okay, welcome everybody to the Education POC for June the 6th, 2024. First item on our agenda today is to do the roll call for the POC members.
Mr. Chair, would you like me to do that?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Commissioner Langille.
Present.
Commissioner Schock.
Here.
Commissioner Brown. Commissioner Brown. Commissioner John.
Here.
And Commissioner Schiffer.
I'm on.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
We have a forum.
Thank you, Michael. Next, we've got, can we identify staff members that are present on the call now?
Jim Hammers.
Michael Clark.
Paul McGonigal.
Justin Vogel.
Okay, welcome everybody. All right, next on our agenda is to review and approve the meeting agenda as set forth here today. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Schock, move approval.
Yes, I will second.
Schock.
Okay. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the agenda is set. Next on the meeting agenda is item number 3, and that's review and approval of the April 8th, 2024 meeting minutes. Hopefully everyone has had a chance to review those meeting minutes, and if so, do we have a motion to approve the meeting minutes?
John, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, our meeting minutes are approved. Item number 4 is pending accreditor applications for recommendation to the commission. We have none pending, so we will go ahead and move to agenda number 5, which is pending advanced accredited courses applications for recommendation to the commission. And the first course number that we have here is course number 1278.0. And Michael, can you go over this course for us?
Yes, Mr. Chair. 1278.0, the course title is 2023 Residential Advanced Florida Building Code Internet. The provider is the Builders License Training Institute. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date was 5/9/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour online course that provides the one-hour advanced module course CE approved by the Florida Building Commission or the board necessary to renew a license. It covers a selection of changes to the 2023 edition of the Florida Building Code Residential from the 2020 edition, including codes affecting wind design, stairways, sun control structures, flood-resistant construction, exterior covering, soffits, roof assemblies, and residential permanently installed standby generators. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Do we have anybody on the POC wishing to discuss this item further? Do we have anybody from the public wishing to comment on this item?
Joe Belcher?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I noticed that this course description includes soffits, and I know there are considerable changes over what was actually in the addition that's in the supplement. And I'm just wondering if Michael or anybody noticed if those changes were picked up, and if not, if we should make sure we advise the provider that there are changes in the supplement, considerable changes in the software requirements in the supplement. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Mo or anybody, any comments on that? Or
Justin Vogel, Mo, we don't have any supplements that have actually fully completed the rulemaking process yet, correct?
We are, the rulemaking in terms of, the rulemaking has not been completed. However, as you know, it's been published and approved by the commission April 16. Assuming after the rule is published and everything, maybe we need to, you know, we'll send a note to everybody saying, you know, now those when it, you know, are available. Although they're available on our website based on the commission approval of April 16. I think providing a note to maybe to the trainer or to the creditors just make sure that the course will have those information as we move forward. So,
yeah, I agree. That would probably be the best idea. I don't think that there could be any sort of conditioning sort of approval on that yet because we haven't completed the rulemaking process, but that is a good point.
So if they, if we give them that note there, that comment, would they be required to update it? Would that be part of it, or how would that work?
Yeah, they are required to update their courses for compliance with any update to the Florida Building Code.
Okay.
That's something. Yeah, I think a note of that will be important.
Okay.
Mike could do it,
Michael
in the notes.
Okay, just note that they must update as required by the code. Okay, any other, bringing it back to the POC, do we have a motion to approve this course number 1278.0?
I make a motion to approve with the addition of the note that we discussed.
Okay.
John.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner John. I have a second.
Schiffer will second.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Schiffer. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, course number 1278 is approved. Next, we have course number 1277.0. Michael, can you give us an update on this one?
For 1277.0, the course title is Commercial Lighting Controls 2023 FBC-EC 8th Edition Advanced Building Code Course. The provider is Legrand/Wattstopper. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc., and the accreditation date was 4/30/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that covers the 2023 Florida Building Code 8th edition of the Energy Conservation Section for Commercial Building Lighting Controls. It is an advanced building code course that includes the commercial lighting control requirements, C405.2, lighting power requirements, C405.3, as well as the applicable sections for additional efficiency, C406, functional testing, C408, and lighting alterations, C503. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Hearing none. Anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course? Number. All right. Back to the POC. Do we have a motion to approve course number 1277.0?
And I make a motion to approve.
Okay.
John.
Just a little second.
All right, thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, course number 1277 is approved. Next, we have course number 1271.0. Michael, give us an update on that one.
The course title is 8th edition, 2023 Advanced Florida Energy Conservation Code, 1271.0. The provider is Electrical Council of Florida. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that provides a comprehensive review of the electrical power and lighting requirements of the 8th edition 2023 Florida Energy Conservation Code for both residential and commercial applications that went into effect on December 31, 2023. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the training provider contact information was missing from the certificate of completion. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the Ed Poc could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to adding the training provider contact information to the certificate of completion.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak? All right, back to the POC. Do we have a motion to conditionally approve this with the portion where they need to put their contact information on the certificate of completion?
This is John. I conditionally would approve with the addition of the provider information.
Okay. We have a second.
Doc, second.
All right. Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, course number three. Next, we have course number 1273.0. Michael.
The course title is 2023 Advanced FBC Significant Code Changes Review. The provider is Contractors Continuing Education, Inc. The accreditor, JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date, 4/28/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour online course that presents the significant code changes from the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th edition to the 2023 Florida Building Code 8th edition. The course highlights the differences and includes the most significant Florida-specific changes. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the training provider contact information was missing from the certificate of completion. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the Ed Poc could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to adding the training provider contact information to the certificate of completion.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course number? Anybody from the public wishing to speak? Back to the POC. Do we have a motion to conditionally approve this one as well for the certificate of completion, putting the training information and trainer information on there?
Doc, move conditional approval.
All right, thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Course 1273 is approved. Next, we have course number 1268.0. Michael?
The course title is 2023 Advanced FBC Significant Code Changes. The provider is Elite CEU, Inc. The accreditor, JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date, 4/24/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour online course that presents the significant code changes from the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th edition to the 2023 Florida Building Code 8th edition. The course highlights the differences and includes the most significant Florida-specific changes. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak? Hearing none, back to the POC. Do we have a motion to approve course number 1268.0?
John, motion to approve.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Next we have course number 1270.0. Michael?
The course title is 2023 Advanced Building Code Internet Course -Gable End Anchoring and Framing in High Velocity Hurricane Zones. The provider is Jade Learning, the accreditor JC Cody Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date 4-8-2024. This is a one-hour online course that provides the one-hour advanced building code update class that would satisfy the minimum requirement for renewing an architect's license in Florida. It covers a selection of codes from chapters 15, 21, 22, and 23 that deal directly with design and construction of structures in Florida's high-velocity hurricane zones. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wanting to speak on this course? Hearing none, back to the POC. Do we have a motion to approve course number 1270.0?
Yes, I will move it.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner.
Second, John.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, course 1270.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 1266.0. Michael?
The course title is 2023 Residential Advanced Florida Building Code Internet. The provider, At Your Pace Online. The accreditor, JC Cota Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date is 4-8-2024. This is a one-hour online course that provides the one-hour advanced module coverage, CE approved by the Florida Building Commission or the board necessary to renew a license. It covers a selection of changes to the 2023 edition of the Florida Building Code Residential from the 2020 edition, including codes affecting wind design stairways, sun control structures, flood resistant construction, exterior coverings, soffits, roof assemblies, and residential permanently installed standby generators. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on 1266.0? All right, hearing none, back to the POC. Do we have a motion to approve course 1266.0?
Mr. Chair, before we complete this motion, I think this course is an exact duplicate of the course that we spoke of in the beginning, in which the update for soffits needs to be sent to the provider and accreditor. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Michael. So do we have a motion to approve with the notation to for them to update their course with the additional soffit information upon approval.
Jock, move conditional approval.
John, second.
Well, I don't know that we don't.
This wasn't a conditional approval. It was just the addition of a notice that there will likely be updates that they will need to take into account.
Okay, so no conditional approval, just the to let staff know that they need to provide that information to them. But it would be just a regular approval on this one.
Okay, Shock, move approval with the notations.
I second with approval.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Yeah.
You have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Course number 1266.0 is approved. Next, we've got course number 1269.0. Michael?
The course title is 2023 Advanced FBC Building Significant Changes - Internet. The provider is Architects Partai LLC. The accreditor, JC Code Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date, 4/3/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that will focus specifically on the changes to the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code Changes sections. This is intended to provide a comprehensive comparison of the provisions in the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code and 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. It is not intended to replace or interpret the provisions contained in either the 7th edition 2020 or the 8th edition 2023. This information simply points out the notable differences. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on 1269.0? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on the course? All right, hearing none, back to the POC. Do we have a motion to approve course number 1269.0?
Yes, I will.
All right. We have a second.
Shock, a second.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Shock. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Course 1269.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 1251.0. Michael?
The course title is 2023 Advanced Florida Building Code Significant Code Changes. The provider is Nationwide Contractor Learning. The accreditor, JC Code Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date is 3/28/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that presents the significant code changes from the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th edition to the 2023 Florida Building Code 8th edition. The course highlights the differences and includes the most significant Florida-specific changes. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on 1251.0? Hearing none, back to the POC. Do we have a motion to approve course number 1251.0?
John, make a motion to approve.
Okay. If it will second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, course number 1251.0 is approved. Next, our course number is 1280.0. Michael?
The course title is Advanced FBC 8th Edition 2023 - Architectural Acoustic Requirements in the Code. The provider is AIA Florida, the accreditor JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date is 5/20/2024. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that focuses on Florida Building Code requirements, section 1207, for acoustics in living and dwelling units. Part one covers sound transmission class and impact insulation class requirements, laboratory and field rating systems, and testing standards. Part two explores acoustical systems, potential pitfalls, and construction. Part three covers section 1211 on classroom acoustics, including applicability requirements, evaluation methods, and compliance procedures. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on course 1280.0? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve course number 1280.0?
Schiffer will move it.
John, second.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Next, we have course number 1282.0. Michael?
The course title, Advanced FBC 8th Edition 2023, dash Architectural Acoustic Requirements in the Code, dash Online. The provider, AIA Florida, accreditor, JC Code, and Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date, 5/20/2024. This is a two-hour online course that focuses on Florida Building Code Requirements, Section 1207, for acoustics in living and dwelling units. Part one covers sound transmission class and impact insulation class requirements, laboratory and field rating systems, and testing standards. Part two explores acoustical systems, potential pitfalls, and construction. Part three covers section 1211 on classroom acoustics, including applicability requirements, evaluation methods, and compliance procedures. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on course 1282.0? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve course 1282.0?
Schiffer moves.
John, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Course 1282.0 is approved. Now, our next course is 1248.0. Michael?
The course title is Advanced Florida Building Code 8th Edition 2023, covering the most significant changes. The provider is Decatur Professional Development. The accreditor is Charles Barr. The accreditation date, 5/19/2024. This is a two-hour online course that covers a selection of the most significant changes made to the Florida Building Code during the transition from the 7th edition to the 8th edition. This course is designed to cover the most significant changes from the 7th edition to the 8th edition of the code, but not every change made between the two revisions of the code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you. Is anyone from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on course 1248.0? All right, hearing none. Do we have a motion by the POC to approve 1248.0?
I second, John.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? All right. Motion carries. So next we go to agenda item number 6, which is pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation to the commission. And our first course number is 444.4. Michael?
The course title is 2023 Advanced Code Requirements for Residential Construction Internet Course 8th Edition. The provider is onlineclasses.com. The accreditor, JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date is 5/28/2024. This is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide licensees with an understanding of 2023 building code for residential construction. It relays the fundamental importance of adhering to building codes and standards and the purpose of the Florida Building Code. Specific areas discussed include permitting and inspection, spatial and structural concepts and requirements, creating a means of egress system, mechanical and plumbing requirements, and termite protection. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Does anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course?
Brian, I have a question for Michael.
Okay, go ahead, Commissioner John.
Michael, on what I'm looking at, it says, please disregard this information, not correct. Now listen, I also have no, I want to approve the course, but why, what disinformation are you, is this regarding?
Okay, I apologize for that. If you look at what happened, Commissioner, we had technical issues going back and forth trying to modify this course. It took a while to get it right in the system, and I didn't want anybody to be confused with that initial reading that was incorrect. If you look at the current report that's posted on the agenda, it has the information I just read. I corrected it. But what you're reading is what I sent to you guys initially, and in the letter, if you read it, it said 444.4 was incorrect right now. So I'm sorry if that was confusing to you.
It's not a confusion. I think it's a good course. I just was wondering what was disinformation, and I think you just explained it.
Yeah.
Okay, and thank you for that clarification. Also, the accreditation date, I think you said it was the 28th of May, just a minor technicality, but it says May 29th on the agenda.
And yes, it is May 29th. I apologize.
Okay. All right. Okay. So do we have a motion to approve course number 444.4?
I make a motion to approve, John.
All right. Thank you. You have a second?
Yes, sir. We'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? All right. Course 444.4 is approved. Next, we go to agenda item number 7, which is pending administratively approved self-affirmed no changes updated courses for recommendation to the commission, and we have none pending for this meeting. And so next we'll go to agenda item number 8, which is pending administratively approved self-affirmed one change updated courses for recommendation to the commission. And our first course number is 965.1. Michael?
The course title is Advanced FBC, Fair Housing versus Florida Accessibility Code, FBC-Accessibility, Who, What, When, Where. The provider, AIA Florida. The prior accreditor, Code Consulting Services. And the affirmation date is 5/15/2024. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that compares fair housing regulations with the requirements of the Florida Building Code accessibility. Also discussed is the requirement for common and public use areas, highlighting little noticed elements which are not as well known to practitioners as well as those where non-compliant that are commonly found during field inspection. This advanced course will look beyond code requirements and dive into the weeds of compliance, providing specific reusable guidance for architects. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on course 965.1? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course? Hearing none, back to the POC. Do we have a motion to approve this course?
Schiffer will move.
John will second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? All right, course number 965.1 is approved. So next, our final course here is course number 1026.1. Michael?
The course title, Advanced FBC, Fair Housing versus Florida Accessibility Code, Who, What, When, Where, and How, - Online. The provider, AIA Florida, the prior creditor code consulting services, and the affirmation date, 5/29/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that compares fair housing regulations with the stricter requirements of the Florida Building Code accessibility with an eye towards when one applies over the other and when both apply. The course will compare the differences between usable and accessible elements as defined by fair housing and compare those with more exacting requirements of the Florida Building Code and the ADA, then discuss the application of each set of requirements. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thanks, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on course 26.1? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course? Hearing none, back to the POC. Do we have a motion to approve?
Schock moves approval.
Okay, Commissioner Schock approved. I think there was a second there.
Schiffer had
one. Oh, okay, thank you, Commissioner Schiffer. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, course number 1026.1 is approved. That concludes our courses. So next we've got the agenda item number 9, which is the Education Administrator Activity Report.
Mr. Chair, the Education Administrator's Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from March 26, 2024 through May 29, 2024, including staffing the Ed POC meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission's education program. Also stated in the report is the training funding information for 2024, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida, and which includes eligibility requirements. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the June 6, 2024 Ed POC agenda.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to comment on the report? All right. Hearing none, thank you, Michael. Next is item number 10, and that's other POC business. Any other items that we need to bring up and discuss this morning? Hearing none, we'll go to item number 11, which is a public comment. Anybody from the public wishing to speak on an item? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go to the item number 12, which is POC member and staff comment.
Brian, can I make a comment, please?
Yes, go ahead.
I really want to thank Michael, because this round of reviews was the best and the easiest for me, and it's really the best since I've been on the POC. So, Michael, really great job. You had two entries on the support documents, which made it really easy to review, and your review made it really easy for us to go through the presentation. So thank you, Michael. This is something that I was hoping we would get to, so you did a really great job on this.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll second that. Yeah, I'll second that. I appreciate that. Yeah, this did go very smooth, so looked like everything was in very good order. So thank you. All right.
This is Justin Vogel. I also had a comment, or more or less a follow-up on a question that was posed by the POC at its last meeting. There were some cases of education provider companies that had been acquiring other companies and applying to offer the same course through different providers, and the POC had asked me to look into whether there was any issue with this. And I just wanted to follow up and say that I did look into the issue. Neither the statute nor the commission's rules specifically address that situation, and there doesn't seem to be any obvious problem with it as long as the materials are correct in their treatment of the covered topics.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, definitely that clarification. All right. Well, any other POC member or staff comments? All right, well, hearing none, then we will go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Thank everybody for attending this morning. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, commissioners. Thank you.